Can you guys see me? I think you will definitely hear me. Okay. So I am Sarojini Kanotra from Kentucky. And thank you all for coming for this presentation. I'm so used to presenting in the afternoon with very few people. So I should be a little scared, but that's okay. So what I will be talking about is like a little different from what our previous presenter, but similar areas. So I'll be talking about the use of chronic disease morbidity and mortality data to create a state-based designation criteria. And let's talk about little about the Kentucky situation. How we started on this project was, this is a collaborative project between the Healthcare Access Branch in my division and a chronic disease branch. So what happened was, like, because we presented, we give the data, so this is like the Healthcare Access Branch, Steve, and I was hoping that Steve would be here, because some of the initial slides are Steve's. And so that is where I'm hoping that nobody would ask me too many questions, or I'll just give you his card, or, yeah. So Steve said, Sarojini, I'm seeing, like, areas. What he worked was to stabilize the safety net physician resources. So looking at Kentucky's situation, we are grateful. First of all, I should say we are grateful for West Virginia and Mississippi outcomes. So, okay. So Kentucky is rural outside of 5 metropolitan statistical areas with 120 counties in total. And approximately 77% of its residents have at least one chronic condition. And I say so because I'm the BRFSS director, and whenever I'm presenting publicly in Kentucky, I always tell them that I collect the Kentucky uglies. That's what I do. But I have to tell them that the data comes from y'all. And I had to practice that. So around 10% of Kentucky's population were without insurance in 2014, because we are also a Medicaid expansion state. But what we will see is that the persons 65 years and over are 14.8% of the total population, which translates into 91 out of 120 counties have people more than 14.8% older. More than 65 are 14.8% or older. And approximately 19.1% of Kentuckians live in poverty. And that translates into 81 out of the 120 counties' population is at or below 200% federal poverty level, exceeding the state average. So the main purpose of this study was to use chronic disease morbidity and mortality data to develop a state-based designation criteria. So why develop a state-based designation criteria when we already have a federally-based designation criteria? And this was, as I said, that Steve said there are some counties and this was mainly to protect or save the rural health clinics which may lose their federal certification. So we wanted to use this data to help identify counties or rural areas where health systems were fragile, but they do not meet the current federal shortage designation criteria. So there was a point where he said that we may lose certification for these rural health clinics. So what is the correct, what is the, there have been several studies that have been done to know what is the appropriate population to provider ratio. What is the appropriate? The general consensus is 1,500 patients was a reasonable physician panel size provided by physicians provided. And see, this is the factors, several factors, because we are making assumptions. And the assumption is that the physician knew the patients and the patient's medical disease burden was under control. That is important. And we say 1,500. And so several studies have been done. And one study basically that was used a lot was Al Schumer et al. And they say that 18:27:1 is the ideal for one physician and his staff to take care of a U.S. population. But if you look at the HRSA's population provider ratio, that is 3,000 to 1 for low-income population groups in an area. Or it is 3,500 to 1 for geographic areas whose poverty status is determined. So, but we all know that providing chronic care services to patients with uncontrolled chronic condition is time intensive. So this is why, you know, we wanted to make a new state-based designation criteria. So this is where I don't know much about, okay. So the federal designation criteria must be rural or Census Bureau designated non-urbanized area. It must be considered rationale, and just as the name suggests, it should make sense. That is, it should be a county, okay? And approved by HRSA's shortage designation branch. And there is an article that I was provided that was like 50 pages long. I read some of it, but not all. So contiguous areas, so what is important is contiguous areas to the rational service area not considered accessible. And I'll explain why. So as I said, HRSA provides guidelines for health professional shortage areas called HPSAs and medically underserved areas called MUAs. And there are three basic determinants. So as I said earlier, the area must be rational for the delivery of health services. And a specified population to provider ratio representing shortage must be exceeded within the area, which is traditionally 3,000 to 1. And resources in contiguous areas must be shown to be overutilized, excessive distance, or inaccessible. And as I said, Kentucky is a rural state besides other than the five metropolitan areas. So what were the methods that were used for developing the state-based criteria? We used 9 metrics to define the criteria to be used for determining the rural areas with need and to establish a population to provider ratio that addressed the county's specific level of need. So we did not do too much like epi work here, but some. The data for each factor for each county was ranked 5 quintiles. So we used these 9 metrics, and then for each factor, each county was ranked by a quintile. So each county would got a score from 1 to 5, between 1 to 5. So quintile rankings were summed to develop a total rank score for each county. So for each metric, we know what is the quintile score, and you add those ranks, and I'll show you in the table. So counties were ranked according to their total rank score. And why did we use these 9 metrics? So we use cancer death rates because Kentucky is 50th in the nation for cancer deaths. No surprise. It's 42nd in heart disease death rates. Prevalence of smoking, we know we are just a couple of decimal points below West Virginia. So we may be in 49th in the nation. We have high prevalence of obesity. Low birth rates have been on the rise for the past 20 years. So these were the data points that we use. And the next 4 are mostly from this. These data points are those that are used by HRSA. So the estimated percentage of population without health insurance, then the estimated percentage of population 65 and older, and estimated percentage of population living at or below 200% federal poverty level, and the estimated percentage of labor force unemployed. So we mixed and matched like the 9 metrics according to the need. And the data metrics, the source data sources for death rates and low birth rate births was the Kentucky Vital Records, birth and death records, and for prevalence rates for smoking, obesity, that came from the Kentucky Behavioral Risk Factor Survey. And since we have 120 counties, we had to combine data from 2011 to 2014. And the remaining indicators were obtained from the current census estimates. So as I explained earlier, so this is one of the counties. This is actual data from one of the counties. So the percent unemployed, if you see, these all 9 metrics had individual quintile rankings. So if you look at, I could not present it as a Excel file, big Excel file. So all of these 9 metrics, according to each metric, they were given a quintile ranking, and each ranking was then summed up. So total rank score, if you see at the bottom, for this particular county is 40. So it was recommended, and this recommendation came from, as I said, several studies were done, we looked at several studies, and as I said, one of the major studies that we were following was Schulzer, where he said that it was stated for a U.S. population, age-adjusted and generalized, it's the most appropriate patient-to-provider ratio was 18:27:1. So for a normal population, if the patient-provider ratio was 18:27:1, so how would it look for a sicker population or people who had multiple chronic conditions? So, and this was all done by the Healthcare Access Branch. We provided the data and we calculated the data, but we give it to them and because they are the experts here. So for, if the total rank score was more than or equal to 32, it was, we decided that the patient-provider ratio should be 12:50:1. And if it was less than 31 but more than or equal to 28, it would be 1,500:1. So we identified 52 counties matching this criteria. And the death rate in these counties or the percentage of the population with multiple chronic conditions was 2 to 3 times higher than the state. And since I'm a visual person, I like showing. So if you see all those nice blue counties, I'm not showing here UK and UL, but you know, the blue counties, all of them in the eastern part of Kentucky, they are having a total rank score of more than 40. Like, you know, so they have more than 31. I'm like forgetting it. So they had more than or equal to 32 total rank score. And so these counties should, we suggested that they should have a patient provider ratio of 12:50:1. And 1,500:1 is for those red counties. So if you see like, and I wish I had, so most of the 5 metropolitan areas, none of them are part of this. But if you see here, and the next map I'll show you is from county health rankings. So this is a map that shows the health outcomes. This is a health outcome map. So if you see there, again, you see the dark green. Those are the counties that have the poor health outcomes. And again, if you see the darker blue counties, those are the counties that have the poor health factors. So if you see, go there, I should have put them all on one slide, but I forgot. So if you see that these 52 counties were identified as the counties that should have a new state-based designation so that their health resources, physician health resources, and their safety net for providers is maintained. And they do not lose their rural health clinics. Because even if you say that, you know, for a patient to reach the provider, the minimum distance is 10 miles. This is, eastern Kentucky is very, it's the Appalachians. And you have mountainous areas. So for a patient to go from A to B, if it's a straight route for 10 miles, it may be 10 minutes. But if it's going through mountains and not like good roads, that makes the distance more. So we concluded that a lower population to provider ratio using the proposed criteria will benefit the residents in these selected counties and may result in better health outcomes. That is our assumption, but we would like to, you know, present it so that, you know, the federal, we can meet these criteria so that these rural health clinics do not lose their, you know, HIPAA or MUA certification. And these are the references, and I kept on mentioning from Altshuler et al. That's the major paper that we followed. And I would like to acknowledge, see Steve, once my abstract was accepted and I went eagerly to tell Steve, he says, I'm retiring, Sarojini. So, otherwise, like, yeah. So I would like to thank Steve, Lynn-Ann, Medina, Peter, Sue Thomas Cox, and Gary Kopchinski, and of course our commissioner, Dr. Connie White, for helping me in this research project. And this is my in contact information. So any questions? Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marcelo. I'm a student intern at LA County Department of Public Health. I'm getting my MPH in epidemiology. Uh-huh. My question is, you did adjust it for age, right?
Yes.
The rankings. Mm-hmm. What was the weight or how influential do you think that was compared, would you say that on the East Coast, was it the East side?
Mm-hmm.
Was more, the population tended to be older?
Older.
On the East side.
Uh-huh.
And do you know why that's the case? I'm just curious how, what was the impact of age in the study?
As I said, we did not do very, highly detailed or epidemiological. So Steve is the person who was doing most of the quintiles. So the moment I started talking anything about regression analysis or anything more than, significant results and all.
Uh-huh.
So no.
Okay.
No, we did not do, besides age adjusting and giving him all the rates, because I said it was all, because they were different parameters. So we had percents, we had rates there. So everything was converted into quintiles.
Mm-hmm.
So that, we can equalize.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It was a simple way.
I'm wondering, so you presented which counties should have those sort of lower physician to patient rates. What were the observed physician to patient numbers? Like, what are those?
It's 3,000. If they are HIPSA,
right.
It's 3,000.
So were all those places, so what are the observed, do you know what the observed rates are
No.
in all of those counties? So are they close to like 1,500 to 1? Or
No. They are all HIPSAs. That's why.
Oh, okay.
That is why. So this is very, that's what I kept asking Steve. I'm he says 3,000 is to 1 is what is recommended by the federal guidelines. If it's a HIPSA, it's 3,000 to 1. And if it's a geographically, it is, again, furthermore, it's mm-hmm. 3,500 to 1.
Okay.
So that is why we wanted lower
right.
than that.
So the current rates
would be
are about 3,000.
3,000 or 3,500.
In all of those counties.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. Thank you all.